What is up, my pizzas? This is Corey. Whoa! Hey! Corey Vincent here for the video game Bang, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one place for comics and coffee. Vast GG, the marketing experts in the esports and video game territory. If you're trying to build your brand, you should probably look up Vast GG. What is going on in the world today? There's so much going on, and we're going to help you get through every single bit of it, whether it's video game related or not, because guess what? All man show, everybody.
Oh,
yeah, that means no girls to boss us around. No Ivy Doom Kitty, no Emma Skies holding us to moral standards. We just do what we want. And last time it went great. Speaking of the last time, he's here every time just about. David Webb, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
How you been?
I've been good.
Have you been working on your banter a little bit?
Yeah.
Because we have a little issue. Usually we go to you, you kind of freeze up. Why do you think you freeze up at the beginning of shows? Like, we talk all the time, pretty much every day. You always have something to say. Yet on the show, when I introduce you, you never know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know why, because you introduce me every week, and every week it catches me off guard.
So you never think about it? Like, oh, man, this week... Oh, wow, Emma Skies is in the chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Because
we failed to mention, we are on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, where if you want to watch us live and interact with us in the chat, you can post emotes, you can laugh at our faces. It's a whole experience, and we're going to be adding to the visual components as we move here through the weeks for a little secret project that I'm very, very excited about. I know I'm planning it for about the time Emma gets back.
I just forgot what you were talking about.
I don't
about.
Know if that's a spoiler or not, but when Emma comes back to the show, there will be a small surprise for her. But David, you don't think about it during the week, the things you're going to talk about on the show?
Sometimes if I think of a really good joke, I'd be like, all right, and I rehearse it in my head. And 9 out of 10 times, it goes 4 times as well as I thought it was going to. And other times I'm like, I'll figure it out in the moment. And then I don't. I don't know what to say. I don't know what direction I want to take.
I took the liberty, because I do this all the time. Through the week, something funny happens. You see something, you know, a kid in the store.
Yeah.
You know, says something funny to their mom or whatever. And then I make a mental note and I bring it up on the show. That's how I keep the millions entertained who listen to this thing week in and week out. Curtis Fisher, by the way. What's going on, Curtis?
I never freeze.
He clearly thinks about what he's going to say every time.
Any intro I can ever do from now on.
Dang.
No, it's not fair, because Webb is like, is doing all this stuff and trying to like communicate, and then like it goes to him. He's like in chat, like, guys, and then social media, and then like he goes, and then y'all get hung up on like, Webb, you never have anything to say. And then it comes around to me, and like, I get to think about what.
So you're using him as okay.
Pretty
so
much.
Maybe we need to let David go after you.
Yeah, maybe.
I've been taking notes throughout the week. Sometimes they're not always as coherent as they are when I think of them. So I write something down, and it may be a quick sentence because it was like an epiphany of greatness.
Nice.
And then it just goes away.
Like, you wake up in the middle of the night, make a note, and the next day,
yeah,
I have no memory of this.
Exactly. Here's two of them for you.
Two of them.
Okay.
How do you sharpen a pizza knife?
How do you sharpen a
Isn't a pizza knife?
I thought it was like a roller.
That's what I thought too.
I don't know why I had this written down, to be honest. There's no answer. You're looking to me for answers, and I have none.
Oh, wow.
On the cardboard. The cardboard sharpens it. It's a specific kind of metal that gets sharpened by paper products.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it's not like iron sharpens iron, like pizza cutter sharpens pizza cutter.
Pizza sharpens pizza cutter?
Yes. Exactly what Webb said.
That's why you really want to get a thin crust pizza.
Because
the thin crust is sharper, and it really kind of works.
Then it, okay. Well, see, life hacks.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Okay, this one is a little more obscure. I have no idea what this was. This could have been months, years ago even. I just found this notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, this baby needs to eat some shit.
Okay, now hold on. Now here's the question. For context, are we talking about like an actual baby? Are you referring to a person as a baby.
I don't know. This baby needs to eat some shit. I don't know if I read it somewhere and thought like I was going to look into it later. I don't know. It's just a random Google notepad that just has shit in it that I don't know where it came from.
The musings of Corey Vincent.
I like to think that these are all ideas for some sort of meme that you were going to do for energy. And you woke up in the middle of the night like, yes, that's gold. That's gold. Baby, eat shit. Done. Go back to sleep. Wake up the next morning. Andy, I got a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a meme of a baby that... You know what? Never mind. We can move on.
Moving on. Sorry, Andy.
I don't know. I recommend you do it. Like, the Google Cloud has been around long enough to where there's tons of shit in there you probably don't know is in there.
Yeah.
And they've had apps come and go.
Oh, yeah.
And this was, like, just in one of those note apps that they made, like, years ago that I came across when just sorting through rando files.
You guys know that app Evernote?
Yes. Yeah.
I have an account on there. I don't remember the last time I used it. I'm curious to sign in and see what notes I was taking.
it's like really wild just to see the way you thought at one point.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you guys in the pre-show, we were so late. We played so many songs, and and it's not like we had a good reason. So if you're listening to the podcast, you don't have to deal with the pre-show. And usually there's just a time where we go live. People start filing in, and then we start the show and do it live. And usually they're set up, you know, we're checking mics, and, you know, sometimes things go wrong and we're actually working on solving a problem. Mm-hmm. Today, it was just because we were playing video games.
Yeah.
Which technically there isn't a more appropriate reason to be late to a video game.
Oh, research.
We were doing show prep.
Yes.
But yeah. It felt like we were getting away with something. But you guys both have NBA 2K19 on the Nintendo Switch. How did the match go?
Better than I expected.
It's the same. Better than I expected as well.
Especially because I still am not 100% sure which buttons do what. So it's a little button mashing going on my end.
Yeah.
And then after Curtis and I played, I passed mine over to you. And you guys are playing, and I'm over here watching Curtis. Oh, you use the thumbstick to shoot. Okay. Oh, and there's like a charging. It was like I'd never seen the game before. So,
I know how to dribble. I pretty much just know how to like fancy dribble.
No,
get the ball stolen.
Don't lie, dude.
And pick and roll.
You were totally Goku-ing us. He 100% Goku'd us, and so David went first. Who I think I should be better at the game than you. No offense, but I've played. If you've just seen the hours I've logged in basketball games, it's sad.
And this is probably the longest I've ever played a basketball game. So
I don't know. I felt like me and you were Vegeta and Nappa. And Son Goku drops down, and he doesn't just beat the person he fights against. He likes to take punishment and then power up as he goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Curtis did to us.
Yeah.
Goku-san. I was up in the ship, man. I was charging up, doing, you know, the finger push-ups, waiting, you know, the 17 episodes it took me to, you know, to get to where was it? It probably wasn't Namek. It was probably some other planet, but... Yeah, man. I was just I'll say the only reason why I probably knew anything at all or perform well is because I got my butt whooped by my roommate Malik like a few nights ago. Like, it was literally like the first game he beat me by like 40 something, and then like, you know, you got to set goals, right? So
dang.
I was like, all right, next game, this is all I need to do is to run more plays and to only get beat by 30. And it was, no lie to you, it was literally like, I want to say it was a minute left in the game. Let's just say he was up by, I want to say 34.
Okay.
And I got a bucket. I went straight for the bucket. I got a nasty dunk too. And then we came back. I got a defensive stop. And then I went and I scored again. And I had to get one more stop. And when the game was over, he was ahead by 30 points. I didn't tell him what my goal was neither until after he was done. And after the game was over, I was like, "Ooh, only beating by 30 that time. I'm getting better.
I'm getting better.
Getting good.
Baby steps. I'm climbing.
I think it's a really interesting game because, like, and I think this goes for not just basketball, but maybe football and even the WWE games. Because I put a lot of hours into those growing up, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there was the time when they were just 8-bit, like basically just visual representations of what that game is supposed to be.
Right. Yeah.
Like when you played Madden back on the Super Nintendo, it was nothing like an actual football game. But no. Then it kept going, and then there hit, like, to me, in my generation, it was like the N64, PlayStation 1 mm-hmm. era,
right,
where it was arcadey as fuck. It was come so far from the 8-bit world, but it was nothing like a simulator.
Right.
Like, it was still very much a kind of cartoony version of basketball or wrestling. And
very much.
Nowadays, it's all about simulation.
Yeah.
Like,
I also had a hard time getting into 2K19 just now mm-hmm. because it was too real.
Yeah. It's like too real.
That uncanny valley?
Sort of. I wasn't freaked out by it, but it was more of like, fuck, I actually have to pay attention and like hold a button to guard. I can't just go in there and swipe and keep trying to get steals.
No, you can't
mash the steal button.
Nope. No, you'll get called for reaching. That's the crazy thing. I think for like when the graphics weren't there to compensate, I think they tried to go for more of a fun gameplay style.
Yeah.
And now that the graphics are so good, I think they're like, okay, let's go more of the realistic. And I was even thinking that when I was playing, I was like, it's dope that it's this much more difficult. So people that like really like basketball, you know, like are probably, you know, are loving it. But at the same time, the casual fan who just wants to come in, play a game, and not really worry about so much of the extra stuff, that can kind of alienate them. But, you know, what's funny is that they're putting out, I think it's called NBA Playgrounds. I have to double check. But basically, EA got the license to, you know, make a NBA their own NBA Jams. That's coming out. So now you'll have the casual game where you can have, like, the marquee players. And it's not that difficult, and you can get, like, big dunks and all that stuff. But you still have, you know, for the hardcore people that, like, you know, want to play with, you know, all the crazy features turned on, they get their game, too.
I see that. Because I think even bringing it back to wrestling did that. Because I think it was the best at, like, No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, where, like, I had a lot of friends who didn't even watch wrestling, but those were just fun games.
Yeah.
They had everything you could want. Crazy cage matches. The controllers were intuitive, you know, and you just would just play.
Yeah.
I tried to play during a Steam sale. I think 2K17 or 18 went on sale for like $20.
Okay.
I did the trial thing.
Yeah.
Downloaded it, played it for like 10 minutes and had to return it because it was a simulator.
Yeah, essentially.
It was a full thing, and like it was kind of self-aware because you're trying to put on matches that make the fans go crazy so you can get more popular. Like,
it wasn't
a wrestling. Back then, you didn't care about that. You were Stone Cold, and you wanted to hit a dude with a chair until he bleeds.
Yeah. Hit the Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah.
You know, flip people off. Yeah.
Flip people off and drink some beers or whatever. Beers, yeah. Now it's like... Now you have to worry about your Twitter account in that game. We were talking about this kind of last week with Spider-Man having a Twitter account.
Losing followers.
In the wrestling game, you have to care about your social media presence and stuff. It's just really weird.
Yeah, man. That's like, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's almost hyper weird. I mean, like, our hyper realistic. And... Yeah, I think they're just going to kind of, they're, you know, I mean, like, they can develop things well enough and fast enough these days to have to.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of going to be the route that that at least the NBA games go for a while, because the NBA just keeps getting more popular and popular. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be games, and you generally want to make your game as, you know, as acceptable and accessible to everyone that you can, so... You know, it's cool that we've gotten to this part, but at the same time, like, make sure that it still stays really fun.
That's the one thing I can say about this game, the 2K19, that I do appreciate about it, is that it seems like there is a skill floor.
Yeah.
Like, I was coming at it under button masher still mentality.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were playing an entirely different game.
Yeah.
You were actually looking at the players. I was just looking for any dude who cut to the rim.
Right.
Yeah.
Try and pass. And then it's like, oh, shit, it doesn't just go through people's arms anymore.
No, it doesn't pass through.
It bounced. It's actually legit.
The fucking ball bounced off his foot.
Yeah.
That didn't happen back then. It was like little magnets, you know, and the ball would go to their hand. Yeah. It couldn't fall off of a knee or anything like that.
Nope. Yeah, I think you had one where there wasn't a lot of people around you, but like, You dribble the ball off your foot.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I was wide open. And then I could see homeboy taking breaths like he's tired. It's like, no, it doesn't happen. When you're wide open, you go above the rim.
Yeah.
spin around three times right. and then slam it.
Dunk
yeah.
that thing with your whole body yeah. goes through. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, basketball is my favorite sport.
Do you like the way they dribble? oh. Up and down the court?
So that's why I'm fascinated, Webb. So what's your impression of the game so far? What are the things you're liking about it? And then what was it like doing your first PvP?
So far, I really like it. I was doing the career mode. I started doing that before I came. Did my first, like, match. All right, Curtis had said last episode, it was you start out in China. Mm-hmm. So you're in the, like it goes through the whole thing where you're, like, you don't get picked for the draft. So then you got to go to China so you can play the game. And then, so I just finished the first match and got thoroughly handled. it was like a 10, I think it was a 10 point game. And, but it rates you, like, which is kind of crazy. So if you mess up on the court, your grade goes down, and mm-hmm. the lower your grade, your teammates kind of ignore you. Like, you'll ask for a pass, and they're like, no, I'm not.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then if by some chance they actually do pass to you, you make it, then the next time they'll pass it right to you. Like, it's...
So they're feeding the hot hand.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like, it's cool. It's cool how it builds. I did the face scan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So it's on the app. You got to download the app. You got to do a face scan. And I'm thinking that because I have the iPhone 10 and it has extra lasers in the camera for the face mapping for the AR stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is going to be pretty hyper realistic. It was mm-hmm. really weird looking. I went in and so I scanned myself in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go in and you can upload the scan. And I was like, cool. All right, let me go on my tweak the eyebrows a little bit. It gave me like a flesh beard, so I went and then added the game beard on top of what my beard already was.
You just call it a flesh beard?
Yeah, it looked like it was just part of my flesh, so it was just textured.
All right. Why do I need to take a shower after hearing that word?
Flesh beard.
That's going to haunt my dreams. Let me put that in one of my notes on my phone. So then in 10 years, I could find it and go, what the fuck was I thinking? Flesh beard.
it's good. It's my first time playing, like, really being into any sports game, mm-hmm. but let alone basketball game. But I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to follow that in, like, the King season. You know, this year at the same time, you can go through. Well, you'll probably end up with a better record than
you can in real life. Well, that's the, like, that's how accurate the game is. I remember, at least during, like, the first season that the game is out, they will tweak a player's skills based off of their actual performance, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, as the weeks go by, like, your ratings will go up and go down as you've been performing.
For all the players in the league.
And so, that's like, insane.
If a dude starts popping off and he's really hot for a couple of weeks in the game, he's actually
his
pretty
OD. His
rating
goes up. Yeah, absolutely. It's such a trip. I mean, literally, like, Hassan Whiteside from the Miami Heat, I remember when he made that quote, and, like, they were like, you know, what's your motivation right now for playing better? And he was like, I'm just trying to get my 2K rating up. And I'll be damned, like, that fool really, like, played hecka good that season, got his 2K rating up, got a huge contract, and now he's garbage. His 2K rating went right back down.
I think score a big win in the bearded community. I've been falling down the rabbit hole lately of Red Dead 2 information, and there was some articles and videos released about how the beard physics are going to work. First of all, your character's beard is going to grow in real time.
That's cool.
For the game sense. So after about a day, you'll start getting stubble. You'll be responsible for actually going and finding a barber and shaving or something like that.
Well, if you don't want to, though, you could just
let it grow out. Yeah. You can grow a beard.
That's dope.
And that's super dope.
I saw this. I don't know. Basically, they said you could only shave or shape the hair that you've grown in the game. So I don't know if you played GTA, but you can be completely clean shaven, walk into a barber, and then leave with a giant beard.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's funny. And I don't know if they're going to get rid of that, but from what I had seen, like, when you go into a barber, you just mess with the hair that you've grown.
Yeah.
So it's realistic. Cool. You can lose hair, but you can't just go into a barber and be like, I want mutton chops, and then, I just change my mind. I want a goatee. You know, flip around. You have to... All right, fuck. Now I guess for 3 weeks in this game, I need to grow out my beard.
Man, it don't get no realer than
that's
that
pretty
game.
Dope. Like, oh, man. The more I hear about the little mechanics and little additions they're doing to this game, I want to get it for that. I don't really care about the story. Yeah. I just wanted to get it for this cool, like, gaming advancement.
Yeah. It's that's crazy. Like, I heard there was going to be like 100 gigs the game, though.
Oh, yeah. Really? On the PS4. Huge. On the PS4, it's like 100 something gigs.
No way.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Jeez.
I didn't see any numbers for the Xbox. But yeah, I would be hard pressed to believe that the PS4 version is going to be that much more than the Xbox version.
Right.
So
they also had said they're going to put a lot of detail into the guns. So you can basically customize any part of any gun.
No way.
With like engraving it with your initials, all that kind of
stuff.
That's
awesome.
And then they're going to wait. Like if you fully submerge it underwater, you actually, I think, need to like repair it and shit.
Whoa.
Like, I think
it can rust. Oh, no. Okay. I don't think they go that. I don't think it'll get waterlogged, but I think it'll rust your gun.
Oh,
which
snap.
Can cause permanent damage over time. Right. So you'd have to go clean it and stuff if you want it to work consistently, because it'll misfire on you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think this is like where, like, we've talked about this on the show before. When graphics keep getting better and better and better, at a certain point when they become so realistic, it's like, okay, well, what's next to advance the game? I think it's these things. That's what more game developers are going to be doing. Like, you get the graphics to a certain point, and then now it's like, okay, it looks really good, but what are the little details that we can add?
Right.
That people are going to look at and be like, wow.
It's going to get crazy in a few years. Then. Like, your character's eyes will actually get dry if you don't blink enough.
You have to press Y to keep blinking.
Yeah, so you always have to constantly press Y to blink. Otherwise, you can get an eye disease.
Yeah. you can get astigmatism in the game.
And then you have to go get eye insurance.
Yeah.
And it's a whole thing.
You gotta go to the VSP, get your eye insurance.
Right.
Side mission.
Might have to go get your LASIK.
Only three lens crafters in the Tri-City area will accept your insurance, so you gotta figure out which one.
And it's
that's
a
whole side mission.
It's a Wednesday, so the Lyft prices are jacked up too.
Surge prices.
Yeah, surge prices on Lyft. Oh, that's gonna be it.
Yeah.
We just figured out the future of gaming.
We just cracked it.
If only we were developers.
I think chat did call it out, though. Technically, none of this is fact, and it is all rumors. So here you go.
Yes.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
My favorite is there's a few songs I've for each segment, and so it's like, okay, which one is he going to play this song?
That's what I call good problems.
Good problems. Gold-plated problems. The awkward part is they're so long, I don't know what to do during the theme song.
We usually just have a conversation about the song.
Well, the fans actually really, really love the theme song.
They do.
So I think they probably get pissed when we talk over there. So I try and be quiet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you guys could live your lives, but.
You guys do you, but I'm not going to be an ass.
Yeah, I'm not going to be an ass. You know, my wife was like, you know, someday our kids and grandkids might listen to these, right?
It's the most subtle, non-subtle way to say, I'm kind of embarrassed of you.
Well, my first instinct was, it reassured, like, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah,
they're going to get to hear my artwork.
Legend.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. Yeah, that was just a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
It's a retroactive theme song.
So if it doesn't happen, don't come after us.
Nope. We played the rumor song.
Oh, so like we said earlier in the show, we have a complete blank slate because the ladies aren't around. Oh boy, have we been waiting for this.
Yeah, I thought Joss Whedon was supposed to come and be our fourth.
He was supposed to, but he had to cancel.
He had a kid. Okay.
He drank way too many energy drinks.
Ah, got it. Cool.
Have you guys seen that video yet?
No.
Oh no.
What
you,
is this?
You haven't? See, this is the beauty of like being half Twitch show. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're gonna get punished real quick because you're not gonna be able to see this. But I have a special video queued up. Oh. I even have it queued up because I was watching it earlier. Let me make sure. Yeah, here it is.
What are we looking at?
I'm going to show you a video of a guy who drank 24 Red Bulls in one day.
What?
Look at this. It's going to go through after here. Here we go.
What?
See, a guy, allegedly, that's his heart beating.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why, as of today, yeah, that's the dude's heart.
Oh.
Beating out of, literally beating out of his chest. Oh. Now, I think there's a Snopes article about it, and there's a lot of stuff going around. This could just be one of those, like, who knows?
Maybe he's not a doctor.
Yeah.
In love with energy drinks.
Oh.
Oh, that's painful.
So, and I was just like, I fell down that rabbit hole of like, how bad are these energy drinks?
Right.
And you know how there was like the stuff like, oh, you can clean your toilet with a Coke and stuff like that?
Yeah. You can clean a rusted penny with a
Sprite. Yeah, with a Sprite.
What?
The shit you can do with an energy drink as told by YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
There's oh, I must guys is in our chat.
Yeah.
Sorry. But this is important stuff that needs to be talked about because people I was talking to one of the representatives, like, because I was at the store and the dude was filling the thing with Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd asked him, I was like, yo, did you see that video of the Red Bull? He was like, it wasn't Red Bull. The guy was drinking Monsters. Dead fucking serious.
Damn.
Like that whole video was some propaganda from the water company or something.
trying to pin it
on Red Bull. And he flips the script on everybody.
It was Monsters. It was Monsters. Like, dude, it doesn't matter. It was an energy drink.
You guys have the same ingredients.
Yeah. It all does the same thing to you eventually. It jacks you up. Dude, that guy literally looked like something like out of Resident Evil. The aliens, like a chest burster was definitely like trying to eat through that dude.
It looked like he was pretty still, though. That was the crazy thing.
I think he was restrained. Like, didn't they have him, like, strapped down or something like that?
He was. And Squiggles brings up a great point. Just to let everyone know, that was not GamerSubs.
It absolutely was not.
And GamerSubs, in fact, can get 10% off using the code word VGB.
Absolutely. You can get 10% off GamerSubs.
Anybody listening to this, if you use the code word VGB and your heart will not
do that,
what that guy's just did.
Yeah.
I noticed, like, there's tons of stuff for energy out there, like from natural things to these mate. Energy drinks, matcha, green teas, coffee. The energy business and the boner business are like the two best ones to be in if you're trying to make products. Yeah.
Boner business. Oh, yeah. You're talking about like the, what is that, Viagra?
Like anything, that'll
get your libido.
Yeah, that'll boost your libido.
Yeah.
Or give you energy.
Like boost your libido or make you be able to like bench, I don't know, 1,000 pounds for 2 reps.
Yeah. What was it? There's some of those, I was doing pre-workouts for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hard to find anything that didn't make you want to feel like you wanted to lift your house off the ground.
Yeah, dude, all that stuff makes you like I was just doing like the little creatine for a while. But man, even that stuff after a while just like got me all jacked up. Like I had to chill. I injured myself like on that stuff because I was just going way too hard.
Chat has the right answer. Sleep is definitely the best energy drink.
Yeah, real talk. Thank you, chat.
I think that's the funniest thing that people, it's hard to realize. And even when you know it, it's hard to actually live by it. But the best energy boost or libido booster is just like a clean living.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Completely ridiculous. Like,
drink water.
You drink, well, yeah.
Have a schedule. Get 30 minutes.
Eat breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
The things that they tell you to do as a kid that nobody ever does.
No one does.
But they make enough products to make us like get through.
Yep. It's like, oh, you didn't take care of that, did you? I got you covered.
Here's a pill.
Yep. Go ahead and take this. You'll be up all night.
How do you guys like the scent of the studio? We did a little studio upgrade. We added a diffuser in here.
Smells good.
It smells fantastic.
Eucalyptus?
No eucalyptus in this
eucalyptus
one.
No.
Okay. Is that the all the mist and steam that's coming out of Star-Lord's head?
It is.
Okay.
I thought he was just mad.
I thought he was too. I thought he could be mad. Yeah. Because he got snapped away. He's pissed right now.
Oh, yeah. He is very pissed and Soulstone.
Damn, too soon, dude. I know. My favorite character.
Yeah.
But you know he's going to be back. They have like 10 more Guardians.
They got lined contracts.
Up. Oh, my gosh. So we got to talk about the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Anybody
see it? Do we?
Did you guys see it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw it existed, and I was like, I don't feel like watching it. It's going to be bad.
It was a no bueno.
Yeah. I think I'm a better person for not have seen it.
I'm going to pull it up and kind of play it so that chat can see people in the Twitch chat. But Curtis, give us the rundown of what you thought.
Oh, man. What's crazy is like we heard the rumors like, okay, now that it's going through and it's almost completely official that it's most likely definitely going to happen. Most likely definitely. We the merger with Disney and Marvel, like they might not even put out the New Mutants movie and the X-Men movie that they shot.
Ugh.
And watching this trailer kind of made me wish that that they weren't going to put this movie out.
Well, didn't it? Now they released the trailer like we're a little late on this. This came out like what, a day or two ago?
Yeah.
And they delayed it now? Is that what I heard?
I didn't hear about them delaying it, but if they are delaying it, that's closer to the best news of like not even putting it out at all. But I mean, I guess like once you invest this much money and, you know, now you're doing PR, I think that's really the point of no return. Like the PR, like once you've got all this stuff out, you know, and you're paying money for promotion, then you got to put it out. You got to try to recoup some of that back. But no, I mean, I'm trying to think of like one thing about it that looked good. I'm not feeling any of it. It's like the same thing about, you know, the Phoenix Force or a part of her, you know, power being, you know, trapped in her mind, which, you know, is accurate to a degree. But it's just like, if we're going to tell the same story, can you give me a little bit more different stuff for the same story?
I think I'm so disinterested in this current iteration of X-Men in general. And really, it's over the dumbest reasons. Like, the main thing for me is I cannot stand the focus on Mystique.
Right.
I do not like seeing her as like the leader of the X-Men.
No.
All the time. Like she's a cool villain who rides the line and sometimes works, you know, she serves her best interests and stuff like that. In these, the fact that she's like the right hand, she's like the Cyclops figure.
Right.
It just rubs me the wrong way. And that's the main reason I just can't get over like the basic facts of it. But the article came out. It said 20th Century Fox switched up several of their upcoming movie releases, including Dark Phoenix. The upcoming X-Men sequel recently released its first trailer, and while it left fans here in the States pretty mixed, evidently in China it crushed.
Oh, really?
I guess, yeah. So Fox has shifted from its previous release date to a new June 7th, 2019, so it could take advantage of the strong response and gain more premium theaters.
Okay.
So they moved it because it was they think that this trailer was well liked and that they're heading in the right direction.
Well, I mean, hey, you got to look at the lay of the land. If they feel like, you know, out in China that they might have a better shot. I mean, because at the end of the day, I don't think that they are looking at this movie to be profitable. I think they're looking at this movie just like, hey, let's walk away and not take a loss. So if that's going to help them get more money back and lose less, then that's what they're going for. And what's crazy is they did their normal like reshoots and everything to, you know, kind of punch up the movie and make it better. But I mean, yeah, just not much about it looks very appealing at all. I'm not compelled by anything. I mean, maybe the only reason why I go watch this is to see, you know, if Quicksilver busts a few, you know, funny lines, and, you know, the same thing with Night, just to see Nightcrawler, because I like Nightcrawler so much, but I'm, as much as I enjoy Michael Fassbender, I am uninterested in his Magneto at this point. I've seen enough of this version of Charles Xavier, and as much as I like Mystique, like, having Jennifer Lawrence cast as her kind of came back to bite them in the butt, because now she don't want to be in the blue, so, you know, kind of like Iron Man effect, like, I don't want to keep putting this stuff on, so CGI more of it, so I don't have to wear it.
Yeah, I think Wow, thank you so much for the we got a sub.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
That's a one way that when you're watching this on twitch.tv, you can help support the show by becoming a subscriber, and it's free if you have the Amazon Prime. So if you have an Amazon Prime, you link it with your Twitch and you get a free sub each month where you can rock our emotes. But Webb, what are your thoughts on the trailer? You kind of got to see it over this, and you had some fears of the timeline.
Yeah, timeline. I'm getting really confused on the timeline here, as you do with X-Men movies. I had to double check to make sure that I wasn't hallucinating that she was in another X-Men. She was in Apocalypse. So I'm guessing that this is going to be more of a focus on her as a character and like becoming the Phoenix, because it's just, I don't know. So what's throwing me is the fact that you have that scene where she comes to the mansion as a little kid,
right?
And he's in his wheelchair with long hair, and then like you have other scenes of him like current with like he's bald now. And after
so you're just worried about his hair.
I'm worried about his hair.
That's the only continuity we have in this goddamn story. Pretty much. The length of Charles' hair.
I mean,
if they deviate from that, we have no continuity.
Because okay, so
this is Patrick Stewart. Who are we talking about here?
Who the fuck is this? Freaking Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past. Yeah, great title, by the way.
It kind of went and undid some of the things that the previous movies had done.
Right.
So I thought we were clear of the time travel or of the messed up timeline.
Yep.
And then you see a scene of her talking to Magneto, who at the end of Apocalypse, I think, was just kind of like, I'm peacing out. I'm going to go do my own thing.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's in the middle of somewhere building houses for Habitat for Humanity. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a Fox X-Men movie. It's going to have some weird inconsistencies.
Totally.
I have no interest in it. I'm hoping this is going to be it for the Fox X-Men. And we're going to get them back. And it's instead of just saying Marvel on there, it's going to say Marvel Studios.
Yes.
That's going to be the title screen that I'm going to get excited about.
Absolutely.
Someone in chat says that they don't want the X-Men in the Marvel continuity. The current Marvel MCU,
which I think is fine. I don't think we're going to get him in the current MCU. Well, we're going to get him in Phase 6. Is that the next one?
Do you think they're going to actually just like reboot the Marvel universe and say like, all right, that was all dope. It was fun. It was over 10 years of all these Avengers movies and stuff. But now we're going to give you basically the same shit over again, just tweaked differently with different actors.
I don't think so. I think we're going to see similar to how the comics go. We're going to see it to where some of the characters some of the heroes kind of fade out and others are brought in. So I think you had made the analogy about Captain Marvel basically being the Captain America in like Civil War II situation. She was like the leader. And so I think that's what's going to happen is with her coming in, she's going to start taking up the mantle. Cap and Iron Man and I don't know whether other characters will fade out. Definitely those two, I'm sure. But maybe we'll see Falcon take more of like a leadership position. And
it's interesting because in the comics, there's always the ability to flashpoint things.
Yeah.
Or you don't even need to go through that. You don't even have to justify it. You can just be like, all right, new Spider-Man 1. His name is James now.
Yep.
James Parker.
Yeah.
Everything else is the same, but he's a little funnier. You know, right. His costume's pink. Like,
spooktacular Spider-Man.
You can do whatever,
Spoopy
Spider-Man.
Spoopy Spider-Man.
They can do whatever they want. And but in the movies, I don't think they could just be like, all right, fresh slate. Everything's new. So when we run through this current Iron Man, I think as far as like this Marvel Studios is concerned, we'll never get a new Iron Man. They could reinvent the character maybe through Riri like they did with in the comics or something if they want to go that route, or make it a new person.
Yeah.
And they could always flash back. But I think everything we're seeing now will forever be canon in the movies.
Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then he may pass the mantle.
Or they kill him off or he's just off doing his own adventures. Like he's always going to be around.
But it's never going to be like, oh, nope.
New Tony Stark.
No Tony Stark.
Played by some hotshot actor kid.
Matthew Perry.
Justin Bieber.
It's kind of tough with like how well
some two of these very different people.
Very. Those are like left, way left and way right. But and that's the other thing too. Like these roles are so lasting. You know, like they're performed so well. Robert Downey Jr. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah. Anybody else being Iron
Man? Yeah. Anyone.
Meantime, you got like you know DC being okay. New Superman. Yeah, let's do Michael B. Jordan.
Oh yeah, and the one on TV just doesn't exist anywhere else.
Oh yeah, no,
he's not even there.
That, don't even get me started on that because I think the DC TV universe is infinitely better.
Oh yeah,
than the DC movie universe.
Yet only a fraction of what the animated series are.
Oh yeah, the animated series. If we're talking the scale,
like that new meme where it's like. Book version, movie version, Netflix adaptation, and it's always wonky at the bottom.
Yeah, because it's just like, animated. That's the epitome of what it is. But they have these established characters. They have these characters that people know and they love. They know the storyline. They're invested in the character as they're portrayed in this situation. And then you go, yeah, this is the same character, but completely different than what you know him as.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
It's the dumbest thing, but I don't think Marvel would do that.
I have another theory, and just from like kind of thinking about things, how things go. Like right at the end of the day, these companies are here to make money, right?
Right.
Like they gotta if they're not making money, then they get fired. Someone else gets put in because they got shareholders and stuff that they gotta answer to. I believe, like I like the way it's going, and I think they'll ride it out this way as long as they can. But they will go the way of the toy sales. Because they make billions of dollars. Like, they make, like, some solid billions, you know, off of the movies here and there. But, like,
a hard billy.
But toys, it's, like, billions of dollars, like, flesh beard.
Sorry, that's solid billy and flesh beard. Those are right there.
That's flesh beard.
Let me write this one down in my Evernote.
Solid billy.
Yeah, solid billy. Please continue, Curtis.
Sorry.
You're good. But I think that's the way it's going to go because... like kids especially drive the sales of so much of this stuff. Like we got the toys for the, you know, for the adults and stuff like that, like the $300 hot toys and all this stuff. But like those kids, they go, they beg their parents. The parents go hard at work so they can come home and buy the kids little plastic stuff.
Yeah.
So if those toys, these new characters that they're putting out and all that, if they don't encourage the sales of toys as the other ones did, then they watch it get rebooted real fast.
Yeah,
like real fast. And then they'll find some other people. And even if not as good as the others, like we'll know. But at that time, we'll probably be in our like 50s.
The toy market. Mm. Have you walked down a toy aisle lately?
Actually in Target I did.
I did too for the first time in forever. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see like what's the status of things. Things are so much more articulated now.
I had
wrestling figures that were like all rubber, one solid piece. There was no joints.
Nope.
That's how toys were. You'd like a Stretch Armstrong thing.
Yeah, man.
And then they evolved to the one where they went like this.
Yep.
No elbows, wrist.
Nope. No, it's just.
Now they have fingers and shit.
Yeah.
You can pose their fingers. Every little thing is articulate. I pinched my fingers in the one little, when they had three joints.
Right. Yeah, now you can just like you can just get infinite little pinch marks all over yourself.
You can have them replicate any position. You can make them do Fortnite dances. Like you can fucking do anything with these things. Kids are spoiled.
Yeah, they're pretty spoiled.
Jeez.
They have no idea how good they got it. I probably go down there more frequently because I have kids. So like my oldest daughter, she's not into like. She likes squishies and like some of that stuff, but like my youngest daughter, she still likes Shopkins and all that. So
okay,
wait, we go down a different aisles. Language. What is that?
Oh, Shopkins.
Yeah,
it's just a type of toy. I'm trying to think of like something to compare it to.
You remember like younger. Polly Pocket?
No.
Polly Pocket.
Hmm. No, what is it?
Polly Pocket was this little like a mini Barbie. That had like these little like so you had like Barbie's like big dream house or whatever like that. So Polly Pocket would have this little thing that was like this big, and you could unfold it, and it's like this whole little house.
Yeah,
it's inside. All little pocket things.
Oh, okay.
You could do, and then my sister had that, and I had like a Ninja Turtle version. Damn. It was a shell, and I'd open it up, and it'd be the sewer.
Yeah, that's right.
You could make the little turtles like these
things. Oh, so they took something for girls and made it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
Pretty equality. Much.
That's equality.
I think that's the suffrage. Is that what the suffrage was all about?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to even tread those waters knowing that Emma is, in fact, watching this
in the
stream.
Chat. Yep.
So I think it is best that we...
I'm watching the chat right now. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah,
that was actually a beckon to Emma. Emma, you still there?
We'll find... Yeah, we'll know.
Special cases in chat. This motherfucker never heard of Polly Pocket.
I seriously don't know what Polly Pocket is. I know what there was commercials for on Nickelodeon. I don't remember seeing Polly Pocket commercials.
Polly Pocket.
I know that they probably had them, but I didn't watch... I know what Bratz are.
Okay, so think you could say Bratz. Bratz are like don't have the total same thing, but they have like a lot of imagine Bratz with a lot of accessories, and the accessories like have personalities.
Okay, all right.
That's what Shopkins are.
I get down with that.
Yeah, well, yeah, so do I because I have to buy them.
These are Tech Decks.
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh! We'll never forget Tech Decks.
Were you okay? I'm gonna admit something here. I had Tech Decks.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck to do with them. So I'd put my other figures like they were riding skateboards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Your rubber. Like.
I was like, Stone Cold Steve Austin just learned how to do an ollie.
No, I had Tech Decks. Mm-hmm. I had the ramps.
Hey, yeah, me too. Yeah, like the half pipes.
So
and
did
stuff.
You? So were you supposed to use your fingers and actually do tricks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See your fingers, yeah.
Did you do tricks and things?
Yeah, like an ollie and grind.
And grind? And
yeah. Grind. I never could figure out how to do a kickflip.
Yeah, I sucked at kickflips.
I didn't know there was even a side to it where you're actually supposed to have some skill.
Yeah, there's a whole meta.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have different wheels like that do different things.
Yeah. I just treated it like a Hot Wheel car. Like,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, worst come to worst, that you did what you were supposed to do.
Had fun.
Buy it. Oh buy it.
Jeez. Supported the habit. Nah, that was fun. I mean, especially for me, because I was skateboarding heavy back then. So they did was like really give me a reason to not like focus in class. I was like,
It was the only reason I knew skateboard companies and kind of like their feel and aesthetic.
Right.
So like I would throw element. Things around. Yeah, like, oh yeah, I like World Industries. Even though I didn't know what, I've never even touched a World Industries skateboard, but I like the little water guy and the little fire guy.
Yeah, Wet Willy and I forgot what the fire guy's name was.
Yeah, I was all sold out for World Industries just because I thought they had the coolest tech decks.
Yeah. World was tight, actually. They were a good company. They had good skateboarders, too.
I didn't know. I had no idea. Hey. If it wasn't in Tony Hawk or on a tech deck, it's bad. I was...
Hey, between those two things, you pretty much, from a casual standpoint, you pretty much had skateboarding.
You had the conversation. X Games, Tony Hawk,
Tech Decks.
World Industries, Tech Decks.
Yep, covered.
And the shoes, though.
Those shoes
with the tongues that were like 90% of the shoe.
Remember,
Circa?
Circas were the best.
Yeah.
Osiris, like everybody wanted Osiris. Yeah. Those were the ish.
I had those too. Though it's funny because those were some of the worst skateboarding shoes ever.
Oh, yeah.
But even I eventually, like, I didn't get that main pair. I got like a slightly different pair that were kind of better for skateboarding.
Okay.
Those were my friend had them and I skated them and I was like, dude, these are like tanks on your feet. Like, how do you even control what trick you're doing? And he didn't care. He just looked good in
them.
But see, I did one better. I had the backpack that had the speakers in it, so I didn't have the coolest Osiris shoes. But
you had the music.
Well, yeah.
I think I had Circas.
Mm-hmm.
I think one year I was able to find, because Osiris's were always like hella expensive.
Yeah.
I was able to find like ones from like 2 years before that were on like hella good clearance.
Yeah, like at like Copeland's.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was at Copeland's up in Roseville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. And it had a, like a, me being, you know, I think I probably knew what it was, but I played dumb. Mm-hmm. It had a zipper in the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, I could, Mom, I could put my Tech Decks in here.
I'll carry around my skateboards in my shoes, Mom.
As a skateboard, Mom.
Yeah.
Look how meta that is.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah. But mostly I sucked at DCs. actually.
Oh, man. DC was solid, yeah. Solid company, man.
One of the few, like, companies that is thriving today.
Yep.
Like, Vans it out.
Yep.
And then DC made it out.
You know what it is, though? It's they adapted. They adapted from being just strictly a skater
yep.
brand to going into more of a lifestyle.
Yep, they transcended. Brand. And what you call it, Rob Dyrdek really helped him with that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. His show.
His show and everything.
Robin Big. That was it. I love that show.
Yeah, that was... We'll never get another show like that again.
No. Even his Fun Factory
show
that he did after that. Dude, yeah. It wasn't bad. I mean, I don't think it was as good as Robin Big, but... No. It was
still pretty solid.
It was solid.
Yeah. It's just fun to see a grown man like basically make like his own theme park.
His own theme park, yeah. Yeah. And just do like whatever
he wanted.
Has this big ass warehouse and it's just like, you know what? Today we're gonna go ahead and see how high you can jump and be stapled to the wall.
Yep. All right, everybody, get your Velcro suits on, let's go. She's like, this is your job today.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob Dyrdek.
Okay.
Why not?
And it was what's that game show that he hosts now? Not game show, but...
The America's Funniest Home Videos thing?
Yeah, but like the internet, like the top fails or whatever
Know. Yeah. Oh, wait, was it... So there's a new one? Like, because he had one that was kind of like Tosh 2.0. It was like Ridiculousness?
Yeah, that's the one. That was it.
Oh, okay. Ridiculousness. Yeah, okay. Because that chick that was on it with him was part of like the Fun Factory show.
Oh, Chanel West Coast?
Yeah.
She's fun. She's a rapper. She's funny.
Did you guys both skateboard?
Yeah.
I did.
I never skateboarded.
I was
bad at it.
Did you like BMX or anything?
No. I mean, I had a bike, but I didn't like go to the track.
Do you have rollerblades?
No, none of those either.
Dang.
Okay. I had a pogo stick for a while.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a razor scooter?
I did have a razor scooter.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You were extreme.
I actually used mine for practical.
You were X Games.
I actually used mine for a practical reason, though, because I hit that age and I didn't really know how to skateboard, and bikes were kind of, I didn't want to lug one around, so... Yeah. Every morning, I rode it to David Ng's house in the morning, so then we'd play video games for like 30, 40 minutes and then walk to school.
Did you do tricks on it?
No. Hmm. I got it for transportation. My pogo stick, that was for tricks.
The pogo stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could pogo.
Okay.
I don't know why my parents even got me a pogo stick. Like, it seems so random. It's not like they were cool back then. Like,
no. You
know, they'd already long past been dead.
Yeah.
And I got one, and we had like a walkway, but it was just like a couple wood planks. It's not like a nice wood deck or anything like that. This was like literally like you're just walking on some loosely put like together mud holding it together, basically.
Yeah.
And I pogoed on that thing for weeks.
Yeah.
With the same pogo stick until the rubber part died, and then it was just this raw metal circle. So I was just imprinting circles into this wooden deck. So when you walk... I created these beautiful patterns of random just holes and shit on this thing. My parents never like told me to stop. I think they were just happy I was outside.
Yeah.
The time I wasn't playing a video game or, you know, causing any kind of mischief. I was just out there pogoing. And then I remember like this is like a month of my life. And I every day just pogo for hours. And then one day, you know, you put your feet and then the springs go down. One time you just went boom.
Ooh, all the way through.
The pedals just go all the way through to the ground. And I just remember sit there, I look down, and it's like, huh, all right, I guess I don't pogo anymore.
I'm officially retired.
I retired at this moment. I never had interest to be like, hey, can I get another one of these? I didn't try and fix it. I was just like,
that's the end of that.
I pogoed enough for one lifetime.
I'm dead. That's how I felt I was with a yo-yo.
Oh, God, the yo-yo.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Like, I'd get the yo-yo where I could, like, walk the dog and do all the tricks. And then I'd learn, like, three of them. And then, like, I'd accidentally throw it down too hard, like, too low to the ground. And then that thing would just, like, torpedo all over the place. And, like, I wouldn't get another one until, like, you know, next school fair.
See, that was it. But I would get, like, the ones I was like, oh, I want the ones with, like, the ball bearings in them.
Yeah, because like, you know, the longer.
And, like, they had, like, the butterfly kind of shaped ones.
No, that's called the butterfly.
The butterfly, yeah. And those were dope. Get them at the book fair.
My issue was I would have the yo-yo, and I'd like it. I can do Around the World and Cradle the Baby and the standards that you got to know growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would throw the yo-yo into my toy chest thing. And then every time I'd pull it out, that string had rocked around and all the, it was like around everything. And then it was like brown for whatever reason, just because it had been at the bottom and collecting dirt. So by the time I'd get back around to yo-yo, I was like, oh, this thing is fucked.
Yeah, this thing is haggard.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's that was life growing up back then.
That was I just watched a show called Everything Sucks on Netflix, and
okay.
It takes place in a high school in the 90s, and it was a wild trip. Like, even just seeing the soda cans, they showed like the old red, black cherry Coke can, and like I was like, oh my god, I remember those. Surge was a thing.
Oh my gosh, Surge!
Surge!
Wow!
Drink a can of Surge, go skateboard. That was my after school.
Then even the terminology, I think they were a little try hard making sure we got everyone in. Because there was a holy shnikes thrown in there. There was a damn Gina thrown in
damn
there.
Gina.
They took inventory and threw everything. Oh, no, alrighty then. Like all the shit we did
back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura.
Gotta give some love to Emma Skies in the chat who. Throughout the course of the show, has been doing her best to get us back on track. Let's see. Her past three messages were, y'all hear about the PlayStation Plus free games for October.
Friday the 13th in Laser League.
Did you hear that the studio that created Wildstar just shut down? And then she said, y'all hear about Discord becoming a marketplace for games.
Why is Emma Skies trying to have us actually do like video game news?
I don't know, Emma. This is what boys do when the girls are away.
She clearly didn't listen to the first part of the show because we did legitimately talk a good chunk about Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
And NBA 2K.
Yes.
It's true.
So video games.
Video games.
Yes.
And we are... We're sorry that Joss Whedon couldn't make it today, everybody.
We tried to get him.
Johnny Depp turned us down, too.
Johnny Depp, we tried to get him on the show. They all said no.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Emma Skies, of course, not on the show because she is in the last little segment of her Con Crunch.
Yep.
Yes.
So she's going to get those costumes ready for New York Comic Con. Her and Ivy Doom Kitty are going to be there. So you're going to want to keep an eye on those, their respective Instagrams.
Yes.
You want to get the Insta stories and see all the fun they're going to have. Or on Twitter. Emma Skies is at Emma Skies, all one word. And she's got the URL across all platforms. And Ivy Doom Kitty is Ivy. Just type in Ivy Doom Kitty and you'll see.
Ivy
you'll
Cat.
You'll see some stuff.
Will work too.
Yeah.
Ivy Cat.
Curtis, what's your grind, man? Are you gonna come out of retirement? What's going on? You got the 2K skills. You going pro? Come on.
I got the 2K skills. I'm gonna go walk down the street tomorrow. Talk to Kingsguard.
Yeah,
you know, put in
let's
my
go.
Application.
There you go.
You know
all
what
right.
I mean? See what's going on with that. But I don't know, man. I don't know what it's gonna take to get me to come out of retirement. We'll see. I don't know. These NBA contracts are looking pretty nice. we'll see what's going on. But until then, I'm just enjoying retirement, man. I mean, I worked a long time for that. I worked hard. You know what I mean? I put in my hours. And now I get to sit home and do nothing and not stream. So
there you go.
Retirement's been good to me. Webb, what's it looking like? What's your schedule?
I will not be online at all this week.
I'll probably be
actually mostly AFK. I'm going on vacation. Hey. Going to L.A. So I'll be down there, going to LA Monday through Thursday, and then going to Joshua Tree Thursday through Friday.
Dang, what are we going to do this Wednesday? Curtis.
I'm guessing something similar to this.
Now,
probably
it's
more
like
wrestling
as people leave, the show becomes like more and more refined, so me and Curtis are just going full into the Prince thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
There it is. Get ready for it.
Oh, yeah, squiggles. And then Saturday...
Oh, we're going to be doing a role play.
Yes.
RP. We're going to do an RP. We're going to stream it.
I have an idea for our characters.
Yeah?
Yeah. A good team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a team name?
No, it's not a team name. Just so my character, like we're both smugglers and my character is like the techie guy, the hacker. And then you're like the tank. So like I'll be hacking into things as you're like fighting off like the... Like protecting us, and then we get in and smuggle things and get out.
I like it.
Good team.
I like it. And our DM is going into work.
Oh like, my gosh,
he,
that
he
video.
He made a teaser that was better than the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, it opens up, you see the scrolling Star Wars words, and you see the planet. Like, he set the stage like for what we're going to be getting into. And we're starting off on Tatooine, as all great Star Wars stories do. And I cannot wait. So that'll be one fun thing we're doing on Tuesday. But Wednesday, prepare for chaos. Prepare for total chaos. Me and Curtis will be holding down the ones and twos. And keeping the show going. One last time, we got to thank our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee and Vast.gg. I don't know if it's Vast.gg. I just say
it is. It is. Vast.gg.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's the website.
Esports. Just
Everything's just .gg.
It's in me. The last thing we got to say is if you are in this Twitch channel and you enjoyed the show, you thought that the jokes were funny, if we met your expectations for content, then you can follow us on other great platforms like iTunes, where you get your podcasts. Also on the Google stores, or over all those, anywhere you can find a podcast, even Spotify. If you have a Spotify tab open right now, go in that bad boy, type Video Game Bang, and hit that little subscription, and you'll be helping a podcast in need. And likewise, if you already listen to these shows on iTunes and all those fun websites, then do us a huge solid and give us a rating. We need them 5 stars. We need them comments, because sometimes when I do my solo streams, people come in and I ask them, like, hey, how'd you hear the show? How'd you find us? They always say, like, oh, yeah, you guys were, like, on page 3 or 4 of iTunes. We need to fix that. We need to go to 2 or 1, and then the show really blows up. Then we get tons of money, and then you won't even recognize the show anymore because it'll be so sold out, because we're just going to make as much money as possible.
We're going to have ads here.
Tons
here,
of ads.
All around the
here.
Yeah. Yeah, please. We really need to ruin the show.
On my pop-ups.
Yeah. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. For the real David Webb, Curtis Fisher, Emma via the Twitch chat, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.